2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C. And to my left is Mr. Evan Clark from the Department of Commerce Federal Credit Union. How are you, Evan?
Mike, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks
awesome.
For asking.
Appreciate it.
Good. And over there on the far side of the table is Mr. Brian Bodell from Advantage Analytics. Brian, how are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you, Mike.
Good.
Great to see you.
Good. Good to see you as well. Before we get into the topic at hand, though, I want to talk about the GAC. How's it going for you guys?
Evan, it's going very well. Yeah. I've got to talk to the vendors I wanted to talk to. We listened to an awesome presentation today by Marcus Buckingham. My gosh, he was fabulous.
Okay, good.
So everything's going well.
Right
very
on.
Well.
Right on. Brian, how about you?
Tough to beat GAC. Obviously,
yes.
Everyone's here. It's a ton of fun and just really learned quite a bit. So no complaints.
Good.
Other than being a little tired. But
yeah, I think we're all that way. But we'll sleep this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to sleep this weekend for
That's
sure.
Right.
Hey, earlier today I talked to Shazia Manis
yes.
about who is
your colleague
at Advantage Analytics. And we talked about something about exploring a little deeper with, the ecosystem enablement.
Yes.
So can you talk about that a little bit more specifically as it relates to credit union industry's data transformation journey? Because we're all going through this data transformation journey.
Oh,
data
boy.
Fun, yes.
You can't swing a cat these days without talking data. So
absolutely. So give you the so Advantage Analytics, as you know, we're a division of CUNA Mutual, and our whole focus, our mission, as Shazi went into, is really about how to help credit unions grow and compete with the use of their data and analytics. So that is the simple on objective. So the ecosystem enablement is really all about working with partners to, you know, wonderful partners that we identify, wonderful partners that our credit union partners and clients identify that can help credit unions grow and compete through the use of their data.
Right.
So we have various solutions, but there are a lot of great solutions out there that we want to be able to offer to our clients. So we're building a whole architecture to support integrating with various partners. So a perfect example of that is a company CMFG Ventures invested in, Advantage Analytics is reselling. It's a company called Bank BI, and the product's called Financial Performance Management. So Evan's going to go into it, but it's essentially a business intelligence tool that supports data-driven decision-making across all the channels.
Okay.
So it's gathering the data, it's looking at the financial performance, it's looking at the operating performance of the financial institution. So the main point of ecosystem enablement is to find great solutions that we can plug into our platform and to our environment and offer to our clients to grow and compete through the use of their data. So Evan will be able to go into detail on how he's leveraged financial performance management specifically.
Okay, yeah, Evan, can you expand on that?
Oh, and sure.
How they've worked out for you and
Of course.
How it's benefited you guys.
Actually, I met the folks from Bank BI here at the GAC last year.
Okay.
And they came to our offices. Our offices are just down the street from here at Department of Commerce's building. And what they've done for us is several things. They built out, well, I'll start with my morning chores. My morning chores are looking at the at how our shares and loans have grown. And what Bank BI did is they built that out so that now if I'm looking at where our shares are growing, for example, and I see that our 5-year CDs are growing, I can tell which kind of 5-year CDs are growing and at what rate and what interest rate is there.
Right.
I mean, we can really drill down on it. If we're looking at the loan side and we see that our HELOCs, for example, are growing, we can take a look and see, okay, where are those HELOCs, you know, and you know, what's the interest rate on them, you know, what's the average balances on them. So we're able to do analytics. I'm able to take the information that I've always done since I've been at the credit union, and we're able to use that and drill down a little bit more. So it's really exciting that we're able to do that, because what it'll allow us to do is identify more products that we can give to members, and which members those products will make the most sense for.
So it's almost like a single individual marketing or servicing
technique.
It really is.
That's
really get down to the individual.
Rumor has it that Evan basically gets a big pot of coffee and his iPad and dives into financial performance management and goes from there.
So. Intriguing for sure.
He's a data guy.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I can see how it can benefit that way, because I think your members would super appreciate.
Yeah,
and
you know, Mike, it's not only just the members, but it's also very beneficial for the credit union, because, you know, as everyone in the credit union world knows, as everyone in the financial services industry know, spreads have narrowed to virtually nothing. And so what we're always looking for is how to make that spread as much as we possibly can and still benefit the members at the same time. So it's a challenging time for us, and the products that Financial Performance Management provides us helps us to solve some of those problems with regards to spread.
Sounds like a balance you have to.
It's a big balancing. I feel like I'm on a tightrope sometimes.
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean,
exactly.
Just along those lines. I mean, it's hard for credit unions. I feel horrible for them because they're trying to understand what decisions to make, and ideally data driven. But then they have to go and pull data from all these different systems and try to compile it. So you know, by consolidating it with FPM, Financial Performance Management, it's a lot easier. So Evan can do it over a cup of coffee quickly, and then start making decisions on what he wants to do with the various products. So it's pretty important to just simplify and speed things up.
That is a nice arrow to have in your quiver, for sure.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I'll add to what Brian has to say. We have data coming from like four different sources. And so all of that data, we compile it in our financials on a monthly basis. But what Financial Performance Management does is it compiles it on a daily basis.
Automated and daily.
It's incredible. So we can basically look at a set of financials that are real time and see how things are moving day to day.
Right.
And sometimes it's real glacial moves, but at other times there can be big moves, and it's good to be able to be on top of those moves when they happen.
No doubt. It's easier to make decisions as well,
I would think. That's exactly right.
Based on that. Brian, based on the announcement that you guys put out there, there's also a feature within the solution that allows credit unions to compare their performance with its peers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Yeah, so it's a peer analysis capability. It's pulling in the data that, all credit unions are familiar with, the NCUA call report, but again, in an automated fashion, pulling the data in regularly, and then pulling in, making it very easy to visualize. But the fun part is really around the what-if analysis capability and the sensitivity analysis. So you can, pull it down and say, what happens if interest rates are going to drop? What does that do to my financials? Mm-hmm. Another fun one is, especially with all the M&A going on with credit unions, you can actually say, if you're looking to acquire another credit union, what does it look like if you combine the financials? So the main point is, it's not just call report data. You can get that from a lot of places, but it's really, really a beautiful visual, but also easy to manipulate and have these what-if type analysis. Mm-hmm.
Is that something you use, Evan? Do you do the peer analysis type of thing?
We've used peer analysis from other vendors, but the cool thing about this peer analysis is that, like, let's use the M&A, for example. If you're deciding to do some M&A, you can take the data from the call reports and just combine them. But what Financial Performance Management System does is it allows you to say, okay, we know that it's going to cost 150 basis points of this credit union we want to merge. We estimate that it's going to be that much. It's going to cost that much for the merger. Mm-hmm. So you can actually take that 150 basis points out of their capital and then do a combined set of financials with that 150 basis points out, and it's instantaneous. It just works so cool. Mm-hmm. It's so cool to look at analytics that way and be able to tweak every little system, every little field within the analytics. It's really cool.
And then benchmark yourself against other credit unions, because that's always fun too.
Oh, yeah,
we're all friends and focused on the same mission, but it's great to benchmark.
Well, the sense of clarity that you have with either
of course,
really cool,
of course.
Really cool. Brian, second piece here of your business that we'd like to talk about is it complements the analytics platform, right?
Yes.
So tell us a bit about the consulting services solution that rides alongside Advantage Analytics.
Sure, in a nutshell, I'm sure Shazia and Keith that you've spoken and seen have indicated. So Advantage Analytics has essentially two businesses, right? One is the Advantage Consulting Group, and then one is the platform. So the platform we talked about has financial performance management, has predictive analytics, and has a data warehouse as a service, so delivered in Azure. The consulting practice is really all about strategy first. So what we found, what we don't want credit unions to do is just go buy technology. They hear on the board that, hey, you need a data analytics solution, what are you doing? We don't want them to just go buy things. We want them to focus on their particular strategy, then work with them carefully to build out an analytics strategy if they need help with data governance strategies, if they need help even with custom predictive models or custom visuals or even custom technology components. So we've stood up Advantage Consulting with a group of experts from outside the industry and inside the industry. Mm-hmm. So they're able to take, you know, kind of best practices from, you know, the Fortune 200s of the world, and to help apply some of those best practices to all the work we do with credit unions. So the beauty that I've seen is that they don't just come and say, hey, here's a great strategy, right? For your credit union, you have XYZ objectives, here's a great strategy. They actually build it out so it's actionable. So it's, here's the strategy, here's, you know, the blueprint, you're the people, the staff you need, the budget you should consider, here's a sequence of things you should do to execute on the strategy. It's beautiful. So, and I don't say that lightly. I'm not in sales, right? I've just seen how they've worked with credit unions have really, really helped. So the main point is we're consulting and we're a platform, but we want to make sure that, you know, before people are buying technology, they have a strategy and that our solutions will meet their needs. We're not out to sell. We're out to truly help move this industry, help this industry grow, because it's super hard for credit unions in this environment. And so we're here to help them.
And the more data, the better.
That's exactly right.
You can analyze it properly, even better.
That's right.
So we're looking for more people to follow, like in Evan's footsteps, to make these data-driven decisions and move their credit union, grow their credit union as you've been doing.
Yep.
Just makes life easier, it sounds like.
Sure does. Sure does.
Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, I think that's good, Mike.
Good stuff. All
thank
right.
you.
Brian, anything else?
All good.
All right, guys. Evan, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Well
pleasure.
Done. Brian,
Mike, thank
well
you.
Done, sir. Guys, keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks so much.
Let's visit.